There was no sports talk last week. I hear Jimmy got abducted by aliens and had to fight them off in order to save the world like an Independence Day. Nah, I'm just kidding. Jimmy just got the sniffles.
Hello, and once again, welcome back to the very best sports show on KGNU, Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, back with even more sports news and stories from across the Front Range. I know you guys were missing me so much last week, but I'm back this week. I was sick, but now I'm feeling a lot better. So let's hop into this sports news. And if you're like me, and you are a massive football fan, and chances are you are, because I know Denver is, because when the Broncos won the Super Bowl back in 2015, a million people showed up to the parade in Denver to celebrate, but us Colorado football fans haven't had much to cheer about lately. The Broncos haven't done much on the field, the Buffaloes haven't done much on the field, and the Colorado State Rams have done even less on the field. But what if I told you that there was a successful football team in Colorado? Let me introduce to you the Mile High Blaze, the all-women's football team, and the 2022 Women's Football Alliance champions. They don the navy and orange like their professional male counterparts, and like the Broncos, are known for their dominant style of defense. They play in the WFA, the Women's Football Alliance, and it is the biggest, most successful women's football league to ever exist. Not only do they provide a space for women to play professional football, the league has sent 15 women to coach and scout at the NFL level. It is also the first women's league to play a national championship in an NFL stadium and have a game nationally broadcasted. Now, the league is divided into three divisions of teams, the top being the pro teams. There's also Division 2 and 3. The pro teams have two conferences, National and American. The Blaze play in the pro division of the American Conference, and they have been massively successful. Under the management of Win Flato, they have won 5 division championships, 4 regional championships, and have been to the conference championships in the last 3 seasons. And of course, league champions last season. Flato actually started on the team as a volunteer and worked her way up into the ownership role, and she grew as the team grew. It's pretty crazy to think about it, considering they just started with 20 women on the roster when they were first made in 2013, and now they are up to double that on their roster. And they need it with the schedule that they play. It's a 9-week-long schedule with 2 bye weeks. They play teams from Houston, Nevada, California, and they compete for a playoff spot, and then it is on. The playoff games are televised by companies like ESPN, and travel expenses are paid for by the WFA. To round it all out, the winning team gets $30,000 in championship rings. The Blaze have theirs from last season, and soon they will begin their prep for their quest for the next ring. The season schedule isn't actually out yet, but their season starts in April, so they'll be getting ready to go pretty soon here. The WFA has done great things for women and football, so make sure you go and follow them and give them some attention when the games get put on TV and such. And that is all the time I got for you today here on Sports Talk with Jimmy. I've been your host, Jimmy Searfoss, here on KGNU. Make sure you tune in next week at this same time for more.